Hey guys, you're listening to The Enough Podcast.
I'm Jennifer, a wife, mom of four, and author. I love having one-on-one conversations with women, talking about our identity in Christ. But most of all, I am completely in love with Jesus.
And I'm Courtney, a wife, a mom, and a West Texas woman with a passionate love for Jesus.
We declare we've had enough.
And discuss how we are enough. Hey there, guys. This week, we are talking all about how fearlessness is overrated. Being fearless is totally overrated. I know that sounds like an oxymoron that doesn't really make sense, but hear us out.
So fear in itself is not wrong. You are going to feel fear for multiple things in your life. It's just what you do with that fear. Right? So I think a lot of times we desire to be fearless. We
almost pray away the fear. We pray often, God, help me to not be afraid. In the Bible, I think it says hundreds of times, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. Mm-hmm. And so we work and we fight desperately to eradicate fear because that is, you know, God doesn't want us to be afraid. He hasn't designed us to live in fear.
Right.
But there are instances where fear is okay. You know, it's okay to be scared, but what it's not okay is to allow fear to stop you from doing the thing that God is asking you to do.
Exactly. I mean, I feel fear every single time we hit post on a podcast episode. I feel fear every single time I go to an appointment for something. I feel fear every time that I sit down to write in a book or write a blog post. But the point is, am I letting it hold me back? Or am I going to continue to push through it and nope, this is what I'm called to do. I'm going to do this anyway. Continue to take steps to do that. I just got signed up to get certified to be a life coach this week. And to be honest with you, I'm scared out of my mind because this is so far outside of my comfort zone. I feel like we've not just stepped out of the boat. We're like way away from the boat. We're far,
right,
far removed from comfort zone. So, but it's just
I'm afraid today. And I'm afraid today because this is the first episode that we're like using the video as well. Little inside information for you guys. We record these episodes on Saturday morning, and I honestly don't feel like getting ready on a Saturday morning and looking my best. So y'all are
many
getting
times we raw. Like to come many times we like
pajamas.
To come with no makeup and glasses on. We can't do that anymore.
So I'm feeling a little anxious. This is feeling a little bit raw and vulnerable to me, but we're doing this anyway, because both of us have been feeling like this issue of allowing fear to stop us from doing something. We need to put it aside. Last year on social media, I went through some really ugly stuff. And to be honest, I allowed that to scare me and to make me draw back and to pull away because I was afraid. But I know that God has done this incredible thing by giving me this platform that I didn't deserve. And he gave it to me so that I could be a voice for him, that I could glorify his name. And I quit doing that because I was afraid last year. And that is something that I am working on changing. I am allowing myself to feel afraid, but I'm allowing myself to trust my God more and believe that he will take care of me and be my provider and my protector. And that helps. That helps with the fear.
It does. It does. I read a quote one time by Christine Kane, and it was interesting because I've been praying for years, Lord, just take away the fear, because fear has, it's my number one giant in my life. It's the one thing that it's just so hard for me to battle and to get a handle on. And so I've prayed for years, Lord, please just take the fear away. And then I was watching a YouTube video by Kristen Cain. She was speaking at a conference or something. And she said, what if that one thing that you've been praying away is the exact thing that God wants to use in order to keep you reliant on him? And it dawned on me, that's when you understand that fearless is overrated. Fearless isn't everything. It's doing it through the fear that's actual courage. And that's what takes bravery, is to continue to move forward. Even though you're feeling that crippling fear, you're not going to let it tie you down. You're going to continue to let God take you one step at a time. And that's the point. It's just, it's doing it one step at a time. You know, like I said, with coaching, I'm trying not to fear the events that are coming in the future with it, the exams and things like that. I am just taking it one day at a time, working on the chapters that I'm supposed to read in my book for today, and just taking it one step at a time.
You're not a failure for feeling fear. Where failure comes in is when you stop. You know that you are supposed to be doing something. You know in your deepest heart of hearts that God has laid this on your soul, and you allow the fear to stop you. Do not be afraid doesn't mean to not have an accelerated heart rate and sweaty palms. Do not fear means go ahead, do what God said.
Yep, exactly. You know, you think of that verse, in our weakness, he is made strong, right? Fear in itself, I think a lot of us will see it as a sign of weakness, but
right.
Realize that in our weakness, God is made strong, and you can continue to move forward, realizing that it's not about me. It has nothing to do with me. It has everything to do with God Almighty and what he wants to do, and that he actually gets the glory from everything that we continue to do. In fact, a lot of very well-meaning and sweet people would tell me throughout my cancer journey, be strong, continue, just keep being strong. And you know, that's a very motivating thing to say. And it's very, you know, it's a very common thing to think that we need to be strong, through chemo treatments, through surgery, through all the hard things to continue to be strong. But at the same time, it reminded me that, you know what, there's sometimes I can't be strong. You know, I mean, there's sometimes that you just need a couple into a million pieces and let God be there to pick you up and realize that it's not our strength. It's his strength, you know, and people will tell me all the time, you are so strong. And I'm like, no, I'm not, but he is.
Right.
And he's the one that's holding me up.
Oh, I've been guilty of calling you strong recently because you look strong. Maybe in an instance where somebody was wanting to encourage you and tell you, be strong, keep doing it. The thing that would have warmed and wrapped your heart up more would have been to say, God's got you. Mm-hmm. I know that God's got you. He's going to carry you through this, mm-hmm. you know,
yeah.
Instead of saying be strong, because that means that it's on you, when in all reality, it's not on it's you. Not.
Yep.
God's got you.
Exactly.
So what is an area in your life where you have really been feeling fear and trembling? Don't be afraid to look at what causes you fear. Take an honest look at what makes you afraid. Yes, I know how terrifying that is. I know how hard it can be to go ahead and take a look at the thing that makes you afraid. But take a good look at it and ask God what he wants you to do with this. Now, if the thing that makes you afraid is horror movies, I am not necessarily condoning that now you watch a lot of horror movies to get over your fear. Yeah. No, that's different than the kinds of fear that we are talking about. Mm-hmm. But for me, that meant taking a really good look at what my purpose is for being online, what my purpose is for trying to encourage as many women as I possibly can to embrace the hair that they are fearfully and wonderfully made with. I had to ask myself, why am I now afraid? Well, I'm afraid because of all this stuff that happened. Is God bigger than all that stuff that happened? Yes. Is that, does God still love me even though all this really bad stuff happened? Yes. Is there still a purpose for me using the voice that God gave me online to encourage women? Yes. Okay. That allowed me to keep going and to come out of the fear and keep posting. Do I still really pay attention to each post and make sure that things don't get out of hand? Yes. Have I set up safeguards for myself? Yes. But God is not done with this social media platform because it's still there. So I'm going to continue doing my part to honor him.
Yeah.
So how are you coaching now, Jen, even though you're afraid? Like, why are you doing that? How are you're afraid, but, and you've been afraid for a long time. Why are you doing this now? What has changed that now you're like, all right, I don't care. I'm doing it.
Because I got cancer again. I realized that when I got diagnosed again, to be honest with you, my family has been fought spiritually, like tooth and nail. There's a lot of things that God is calling us to do as a couple, as a family, personally, and it's multiple things, and the enemy doesn't like any one of them. And, right. So, the certification is something that I felt called to do, because of our ministry at the Journey Home, where we have leaders and married couples and, people that are maybe going through post-trauma, because of cancer or things like that. And, we want to be able to have a chance to love on them. We want to spoil them and just breathe life into people and just let them know that there's a place that you can just rest and you can get renewed. And it's not a program. It's just basically, you get a big hug when you come here.
It's a place of rest. It's a place of rest.
It is. And to be able to just to quiet your mind and be able to listen, be able to listen to what maybe God is doing in you. And because of that,
and getting your certification as a counselor will give you more tools in your toolbox to be able to love on people.
Yes.
Better and more.
Yes. And I want to be able to learn how to help people on a deeper level. And so I felt like this was necessary for this ministry. Also just for me personally, as I'm writing books and, talking one-on-one with women, I want to be able to know how to help better. It's a desire of my heart. So, when I went in for my, annual mammogram to get a checkup, they had found another spot, and they did a biopsy on it. And then the call came about 3 days later that it was cancer again and that it's returned. And, you know, it just, it was God did a lot of confirming to me right before that. And he reminded me that he wasn't done. And in fact, he's barely gotten started with me and that he was going to keep using me. So it was, he gave me the courage to hear that news and to know that I'm going to fight. God's already fighting for me. And I'm not going to let cancer take first seat this time. It's going to get the back seat. So I'm going to keep pushing forward and doing what God is asking me to do. I signed up for my coaching the same day I found out I had cancer, because I'm like, I'm not going to let the enemy stop me. I am not going to let anything stop me. I'm not going to let cancer stop me or fear, because God is calling me to do something. And by George, I'm going to do it. So.
And for those of you who have not walked through cancer or been next to a loved one who's walked through cancer, yes, this is unusual what Jen is going through. It is very unusual for you to get a cancer diagnosis, walk through all the treatments, be cancer free, and then at the first annual exam, get another diagnosis. Yeah. So if you now y'all understand I'm just special, why y'all. I have been. Yes, Jen. Well, we knew that already, but you know, if it's
different kind of special.
It took you getting cancer twice for you to realize that. I mean, come on. But now you guys understand why I've been calling Jen strong, because I've been watching her handle this news, and the way she's handled it is so courageous. Yes, she may be feeling fear, but she's being courageous in the fear.
Y'all, whatever God is calling you to do, I just want to encourage you that if God is your strength, there is nothing that can stop you. And if there's anything that I can say, is to remind you that no matter how many attacks might come your way, spiritual attacks, no matter what people might say about you, as long as God is guiding you and as long as God is behind you and doing everything that you're being called to do, and you know that he's the one leading you, then you better believe that he is going to sustain you, and he is going to, you're going to soar with wings as eagles. I mean, that's the only analogy that I can come up with, is that it feels like he's carrying me. You know, you talk about the footprints in the sand poem, and except I'm not looking back saying, Lord, where were you? I actually feel him holding me, and I know he's holding me. And I can guarantee you that it is the sweetest feeling. And it's interesting because it's coming right on the backside of dealing with depression. And what's interesting is that throughout the depression phase, I missed this feeling. Like I knew this feeling, and I was like, yeah. I just want to go back there, because I felt like I felt him surrounding me. I really do.
I shouldn't laugh at that.
Okay, I know why you are.
Hey, you got the feeling back, but you got cancer again.
It's interesting because it's such a sweet feeling, and to feel it again is a gift. And so that's where I'm keeping my attention. My attention is staying on the feeling of just him holding me, and just knowing that whatever God might be calling you to do, God is holding you. And he's going to lead. He's going to, as long as you're waiting for him to take that next step, just wait until he says go. And when he says go, just don't let anything stop you. And he will
go until he says stop.
Exactly.
Yes, there are instances where you will feel a peace that passes all understanding. And Jen, you are exuding that. Yes, you still feel fear, but you have a peace deep in your soul that passes all understanding. In your circumstances right now, no, you should not be feeling peace, but you're choosing joy, you're choosing peace, you're choosing to keep your eyes locked on Jesus in the midst of these incredible waves. Thank you for sharing this story. And guys, if there is a story like this in your life, seriously, let us know. Feel free to reach out at enoughpod over on Instagram.
Or enoughpodladies@gmail.com.
And remember, when the going gets tough, because it will, and you don't feel like you're enough,
remember you are enough, because Jesus is enough.